Chapter 11, The Pony of Shadows. As she waited for the actors to arrive, Twilight Sparkle stood on stage, basking in the sight of the beautiful library. Even though it was all a set, wooden planks propped up and painted to look like towering shelves of dusty books, it still made her feel safe and comfortable. She smiled, fondly remembering her old home, the Golden Oak Library. The cozy, book-filled tree had been destroyed in an epic battle against Terek, aided by Discord's powerful magic. She missed it very much. Twilight thought it was such a shame that the Draconicus had been swayed by Terek to turn against friendship, falling back into his old ways, even for a brief time. She wondered if perhaps he was sliding back into bad habits once more. Either way, the princess had her eye on Discord. Nothing was going to stand in the way of Ponyville's big theater debut. After the bubble incident, it seemed every pony else was waiting for the other horseshoe to drop too. Noteworthy had taken to following him around, hoping for some morsel of dirt to tell the others. But Discord was a model cast member. He showed up to rehearsals on time and did his best not to steal the spotlight, even when he was doing an amazing dance or belting out a song. When it wasn't his line, Discord only spoke up if a pony had forgotten their part. It was actually quite helpful. No pony had ever seen Fluttershy so smug before. She loved to see all of Discord's naysayers proven wrong.
"When you show some pony kindness," she would remind them, "they will know kindness and offer it in return. Even Discord, he's just a big softy, really."
That part always made Angel roll his little eyes. The bunny hadn't gotten over Discord's pranks either. Twilight was broken from her reverie by the sounds of voices and hooves outside the theater entrance. The doors flung open and a flurry of activity began.
"Twilight, dear!" Rarity called out, trotting in with two racks of costumes. "The trotting band uniforms for the final scene have been altered and cleaned in time for dress rehearsals. Don't they look utterly fabulous?"
"Stunning as always, Rarity," Twilight said with a sincere nod. "Line them up backstage in the dressing rooms."
"And I've got the hats,"
added Spike, scurrying in behind her. He swayed back and forth under the weight of a stack of hats twice as tall as him. The little dragon leaned around the hats, which were blocking his vision.
"Rarity, wait up!"
A few hats from the top tumbled down as he rushed to follow her.
"Welcome, every pony," said Twilight Sparkle, as the rest of the cast members trickled into the theater one by one. "Please take a seat."
They gossiped and giggled with nervous energy. There was a buzz in the air. It was an electric feeling that only seemed to happen when there was less than a week until curtains up. Soon, all of their hard work would be on display for every pony in town to see.
"Let's all pop down now so Twilight can say her part and we can get things moving,"
Applejack shouted to the ponies. "Thanks, AJ," Twilight said.
"Okay, Ponyville players," she began pacing the stage as she spoke. "It's dress rehearsal week. That means we need to be even more focused than before. Remember your costume changes and all your cues, and we should be in great shape to put on an amazing show."
"Please don't forget your accessories," Rarity added. "They really do complete each look."
"Any pony have questions?"
Rainbow Dash called out. Discord raised his claw, but she ignored him.
"No? Okay, great. Let's do this."
The Draconicus cleared his throat.
"Ahem, over here?"
"Yes, Discord?"
Fluttershy asked, ever patient.
"It's not really a question. It's more of a suggestion," Discord explained, standing up.
He looked around at the faces of the other ponies.
"Am I the the only one who thinks the choreography at the end of Act One is severely lacking.
Lacking in what?
Questioned Apple Bloom, raising a brow and cocking her head to the side.
Oomph, Discord replied. Zing!
Pizzazz!
Finished Pinkie Pie with a grin.
Precisely.
Noteworthy stood up.
We don't have time to practice a new routine. I think it's just fine the way it is.
He turned to Big Mac, Senior Mint, Toe Tapper, Spike, and Davenport for support.
Don't you, fellas?
Yep,
Big Mac agreed.
Definitely,
said Senior Mint.
Spike hesitated. I think.
He looked to Discord, who has his arms across his chest. He was tapping his green hoof on the floor impatiently. Spike turned to Twilight Sparkle for guidance. He didn't want to get on the bad side of the King of Chaos.
Maybe it could use something else?
Suddenly, the theater lights began to flicker. The whole room turned pitch black. In the dark, a wave of whispers echoed through the cast, accompanied by the shuffling and stomping of hooves.
Hey!
Shouted some pony.
What happened?
Spike waved his claw in front of him to make sure no pony was there. He blew some fire into the air. For a brief moment, he thought he saw a pony slipping through the back door. But it could have just been a shadow.
Oh, calm down!
Discord snapped his claw and the hoof lights came on. Everything was illuminated once more.
Pop!
A light burned out, smoke rising from the shattered bulb.
Pop, pop, pop!
Three more followed. A creepy tune began to play on the piano, even though Davenport was nowhere near it. It grew louder and louder as the ponies stepped back. Soon, they were huddled in the center of the room in a big group. Flitter and Noteworthy exchanged a nervous look. Every pony turned to face Discord.
Very strange indeed,
said the Draconicus, rubbing his white beard. He clapped his paw and claw together three times, and the music stopped.
I know what you're all thinking, he sighed, but I didn't do it.
Then who did?
Apple Bloom trotted over to inspect the burned-out lights.
Beats me!
Discord pointed at the broken lights and sent a zap of blue magic over to them. They were immediately fixed.
Perhaps it was a pony ghosty,
Discord quipped with a chuckle. Torch Song's eyes widened.
The Pony of Shadows?
Every pony started talking at once. Granny Smith had passed around the mysterious legend of the dark, magical creature all over Ponyville. But Twilight, who knew better, was growing impatient.
Enough! That's just an old mare's tale.
She trotted back over to center stage and turned to the group. And the lights are fixed now, so it's time for us to work. Now, let's take a look at that final song in Act One before we do a full run-through. Twilight winked at Discord. His face broke into a little smile. All the ponies obliged, filing onto the stage and taking their places. They shot suspicious glances over at Discord. He was used to this sort of treatment, but it hurt a teensy bit to think that none of the cast members trusted him. After all, he'd been so good lately. Noteworthy was the last to trot up the stairs. As he did, he leaned in near Discord's ear and whispered, I've got my eye on you. It made Discord want to cause some trouble, just to put that sneaky pony back in his place. He felt himself growing weak, his hands just itching for mischief. Discord couldn't resist when he had the brilliant idea to turn the stage into an ice rink halfway through the song and dance. Instead of doing their choreography, the ponies began to slip and slide across the stage at random.
Whee!
Squealed Pinkie Pie, twirling around in glee. Discord giggled at the chaos of it all. Unfortunately, no pony else thought it was very funny. Fluttershy looked disappointed, and Twilight was forced to dismiss him from the rest of rehearsal. As Discord left the theater, he could hear his favorite song from the show playing.
He slumped down, torn between his true nature and his obligation to the ponies and Princess Celestia. Maybe he shouldn't have pulled that ice stunt, but it was almost worth it just to see Noteworthy fall flat on his flank.